Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the code. I am still at the Walgreens. What's up, good old black people? Hey, Ron. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Really? I was about to say, Negro, it's just me and you. It's just me and you. Why? Why? You hear me? I don't know. It's one of them days. I can hear you now. One of them Fridays. I am still in the jail.
For a second, I ain't gonna lie to you. Ain't gonna lie to
you.
You
in a dream?
For a second.
You had you in a dream?
For a second.
He was like, can we talk? He was like, can we talk? Just for a minute.
I was like, I
don't want
to talk to
you.
Name. I don't want to talk to you.
He said, I'm gonna talk to you because I want to talk to you because I want to talk to you.
No, walk away. Nigga, if you get the fuck away from him, it's a little pretty ass.
Oh, look, so he's my sister here tomorrow night, and I can't go because my daughter is like, I want to have a party. I don't want to go to the concert. I want to have a party.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah. So, good evening, black folks. This is the GOAT. It's just me and Ron tonight.
There you go. Here we are.
Is the Ron and Marshall? The R&E. Yes, we are the R&E and R&B.
Nim.
You said no.
Nim.
No, for real.
Stupid. So, what are we talking about?
Okay, so if we drink, we smoke. Somebody smokes. I don't do that. I drink, but I'm going to give me a drink when I get home because I'm like, I think still in this fucking Walgreens. Is it inappropriate to ask Dave? Show. It's called Mind Your Business. The reason why we are minding our business is because the internet have lost their mind and they don't know how to mind their own goddamn business.
Ben.
You didn't lock the door. Devontae. Sorry, give me one moment.
I'm done, but the internet been lost in my. The internet been out of control. The internet been a hot damn mess.
I don't think Al Gore was like, this is what the internet is supposed to be.
Big dash of fuckery.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think Al Gore said that. I think he wanted us to be able to find information in a good way. And, yeah, you're welcome. Have a good night. In a good way. But we as people, humans, because it ain't, I can't even be like, niggas be niggering. It be everybody.
You stupid.
it be everybody. And they be the streets. And so, yeah, so the reason why we're talking about how the internet needs to mind their motherfucking business is because, you know, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan broke up. They broke up, okay? We get it. But why do we want to be like, oh, she broke up with him, she's for the streets, and this, that, and the third? That girl is 25. What type of expectations y'all have set for a 25-year-old these days. But I need you to set your expectations a little bit different. It ain't, because, you know, now people are like, oh, she doesn't want to be married. What woman doesn't want to be married? You know, some women don't want to be married. Some women don't have two or three boyfriends and be fine.
Some women,
you know what I'm saying? They don't want to be married, and it's okay. And for this 25-year-old young lady not to want to be married when he's ready to get married, it is okay. It might be nice if I put my car in drive, but
I'm gonna say this. I didn't believe shit from the beginning.
You didn't believe the relationship was true?
No.
Why not? Like, that nigga was doing shit. He was doing real life boyfriend shit. Like, he could have bought her the moon.
Can we keep it a buck?
I have somebody buy me the moon. All right, okay.
Let's keep it a buck. Relationships
okay,
that last, talking. Right? Wasn't one of these first joints to the fucking, like, aquarium or some shit, but he rented it out. Wasn't that, like, one of the first joints?
I mean, that man got money. He can do that shit if he wants to.
All right, so I don't know if that answered my question or not. So that's a yes?
Yeah, I think that's what he did. It was one of the events.
Okay. Like Valentine's Day or some shit like that. But when things like that are publicized, how often are real relationships behind that?
I'm a regular, schmegler ass person, and I like the privacy of my life. So therefore, I don't go and be like, oh, we went on a picnic, and this is what he did. I don't tell y'all and the people that. But we've been on some motherfucking picnics and shit.
So, again, my question was, in real relationships, who the fuck does that?
Men do that. You may not do this,
name
but
a
men
person.
Do that.
No, name a person. There are plenty there are plenty of examples of couples in the industry. Name one in a real relationship that did it.
That's not a celebrity?
There are plenty of examples of couples.
You have to understand. I've been up
here
4 a.m.
No,
I'm not supposed to say. So if I'm not understanding,
name,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm with you. Name one couple. That's a real couple. They did some shit like that.
They did shit like that.
No. Name it. When? When did they fucking go on a date in the fucking aquarium?
Did that bad?
Okay.
I don't know
okay,
if they did anything
on,
in the fucking
hold on,
aquarium.
Hold on. She is very attractive, right? He is very attractive, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit seems fake alone. One of them is usually a little fucked up in the game. Usually got a, you know what I'm saying, buck teeth. You know what I'm saying? Big nose.
Okay, they
you know what I'm saying?
Both
bad
very
skin.
Humans.
You know what I'm saying? Fat. One usually in this in a situation, one of them, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know what I'm saying, they're about the same height. They, you know what I'm saying, aesthetically pleasing. This shit just looks fake. From John.
I don't think that this relationship was fake. I do not think that. An interested man will act interested. He'll be interested. If he wants to spend time with you and that's some shit that he want to do, that's some shit he want to do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got some more for you.
If you're interested in somebody, ain't you going to show them that you want to be with them?
You asking me or you singular
I'm
or
asking
you plural?
You. Yeah, you. If you...
Possibly.
You...
Possibly.
You're not going to show them that you're interested in it.
I may or I may not. You know what I'm saying? There have been times in my life when I haven't. There have been times in my life when I haven't. I can explain it if you would like to. We have to get enough of subjects now to explain it.
And you know what? We're not fighting tonight. I'm just talking about this. And I won't flip us, but I ain't even got that.
Okay. Wait. I got another one for you. Wasn't she fresh off a relationship with Future?
Well, I don't even think that was a relationship. That's some shit that she tried. And she's the only one who came out without a goddamn baby. But she's smart.
Are you a L'Oreal fan?
The rest of them might be some goddamn dummies.
Are you a L'Oreal fan?
I don't know. No.
So why you making so many
excuses? Honestly, I'm not going to say she's for the truth. But what I'm going to say is that she got it from my mama. Her mama is an old-ass gold digger. Do I think that she probably got it in her to do the same thing? Probably so.
I'm not mad at you, but hold on. I'm not willing to even finish. I'm an equal opportunity stone thrower. I'm not just going to sit here as a man and throw a stone at a woman and not realize there's a whole man over there to get some of these stones too. At the beginning of the relationship, didn't he have all kind of homosexuality accusations?
No, it was more
yes.
Like white women. Really? I didn't hear nothing. I don't know.
That too, it was, you know what I'm saying, boy shit. You know what I'm saying? So he got these accusations of, you know what I'm saying, boy, well, it was more, and I could be wrong. Wasn't it more Idris with the white woman? I don't know. Anyway, I ain't into this gossip shit.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get my phone to charge while we're sitting in here.
Your phone don't need no goddamn charge.
My phone does need to be charged. Thank you very much. But, I don't remember the homosexuality things, but I think it was definitely the white women. It was definitely some white women that was involved in that. And they was like, oh, he doesn't like black women. But I don't think. So I don't know. Now somebody was like, "Oh, he's gonna go back to white women." Listen, that girl ain't ruined that man. It was a mutual decision. He asked her, you know, do you want to get, you know, he was thinking along the lines of marriage. She wasn't.
All right, hold on. Let's stop, take a step back. Who was he at the game with?
What game?
He was at
the
basketball
them.
Game.
I don't know.
One of them rappers, Ty Dolla $ign, one of them. You know what I'm saying? He was one of them rappers. Anyway, this story goes. I don't know. I was watching some shit online, and they were saying how the motherfucker was supposed to have gone to the game with her, but now he had an extra ticket, so he called this boy, one of the rappers, come on, the phone, that's so I can Google while I'm saying this shit, so I can stop freestyling.
He called one of his homeboys to go to the show?
Right, to go to the game. My point is another publicity stunt. Yo, all of this shit smells like publicity. All of this shit smells like fake Hollywood industry. Gain attention, get the masses, you know what I'm saying? Say my name. That's all this shit seems like. That's it, to me, at least. And then, and then now that it ends, I mean, of course it's going to end. What the fuck is going to last? Please. What year is this? 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you by 2024, she going to fuck the other niggas.
She going to do what?
All right, hold on. She either going to have fucked the other niggas publicly, like going from boom to boom to boom, or... Or she gonna fuck around and get her like an Audi, a Saudi prince or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be one of these motherfuckers that got a whole bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? He one of them motherfuckers that got a whole bunch of money and he want attention. She can provide attention. Boom, give her paper. She'll come over there to fucking the Arab Emirates for 18 months. That's how long this contract was, right?
This is how long this contract was for. These niggas called it a contract.
I'm just saying. The moment they got together, I was like, "What's doing with her, son? What's she doing with him, shorty?" Like, nah, that ain't. And then they got this nigga in all in like Steve Harvey talking. She's like, "If you don't shut the fuck up, we'll do some family too."
The thing about Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey's so fucking ignorant. I was never on that whole think like a man, act like a woman situation. I read the book. I was like, this is bullshit. My thing is, where do men get off telling a woman how to be a woman?
The same exact place that woman say, "You ain't no real man." Who the fuck are you to judge what a real man is if I can't judge what a real woman is?
I agree.
There you go.
I agree.
I'm with you.
Because shit don't make sense. You, sir, you can't tell me about no monthly. You ain't bleeding. Sir, you ain't push no baby out your twat. Or cat. Or then, you know, you ain't push no baby out your ass.
Who I done nothing. Ain't push nothing out of that. We push one thing out in the very beginning. We push something out, and then the pushing is done for us.
Right.
We got months
and
months post push. I know, because after all push is usually a nap. We're usually a nap after all push.
Right, Dre's here.
Right.
Hey y'all.
Yeah. What up, Jay?
What's happening,
man? I feel like this. And people are like, "Oh, she's a hoe." Okay, if she is, let her be a great one. Because what she does with her box don't make your box do anything else.
You stupid.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, what I eat don't make you shit. Like, you come on now.
But this is where I'm getting old. So this is where I feel you, right? Now, there's a saying, what you don't make me shit. Ha, ha, ha. That's fine again. What you're trying to say is what you do don't affect me, right? Wait. But if you're on Medicare and you get diabetes because you eating all that shit, then it may not make me shit, but it's going to make my taxes go up, so it is going to affect me. So when people say little slick shit like what you just said, that's because they're looking at it from one perspective. Here goes the perspective. When Lori Harvey is going from fucking nigga to nigga, she is fly. And she's got a little line that's getting her a little bit of paper. And she got these, you know what I'm saying, walkthroughs. And she got a little bit of attention and money and status. And then I have a daughter who's looking at that, saying, I can do the same thing. Oh, now all of a sudden, that tug of war that the parent has with their child is not necessary. That doesn't have to be there, that she just put there. Don't that make sense?
Okay. You know, it's okay to be old man. That's all right.
But I'm saying, though, but that makes sense, though, right? But that's another obstacle in parenting that need not be there in a healthy environment. Listen, I suppose you got on a tangent a second ago saying about manhood, right? I seen something online the other day, and they said, and I thought it was so appropriate. It said, As young boys, we are taught what not to do as men. Men don't do this. Men don't do this. Men don't do this. So now you start not doing things and not doing things. But where is the men do this? You see what I'm saying? Oh, you ain't supposed to hit no woman. Okay, all right, I got that. Now, what am I supposed to do, though? You didn't get that lesson, did you? You see what I'm saying? And what the fuck does cherish mean? You go to cherish a woman. What the fuck does cherish mean? First of all, who could spell it? It's not cherry. You know what I'm saying? What does that word mean? You know what I'm saying? What roadmap do you have of someone cherishing someone? You see what I'm saying? So when we talk about like that manhood, even the same thing go for women. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a lot of, it's even worse for women. If they tell y'all what y'all supposed to do, they never tell y'all what y'all supposed to require back. You know what I mean? So y'all don't know what to ask for out of us. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you cook for your man. Make sure you have sex with your man. Make sure you do this for your man. We'll never say, well, make sure you require that your man, you know what I'm saying, communicate with you. Never say that. Make sure that you make sure that your man do A, B, and C.
Because that definitely right there is an issue. That you like, oh, I'm supposed to do this, this, and the third. Like,
I said a whole bunch of men and women shit that was issues. You ain't fucking saying nothing about none of that. Now I talk about the one man not being able to communicate. Now you want to fucking talk and say that's the issue.
If I lived that, I can be like, yeah, like legit. They don't know, some don't know how to communicate. Yeah, the man in the suit is trash when it comes to communicating some shit. Trash. The trashiest trash. That one nigga working the landfill trash. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, can I share something with y'all? Can I share something with y'all real quick?
Oh, Lord.
I bruised a muscle in my left ass cheek. And nigga, it hurts so fucking bad to sit down. Nigga, it hurt to walk, nigga. It hurt to bend this whole fucking leg. Nigga, I never knew your ass cheek so fucking important. I say that to say, I was just trying to sit up just now, and the tear almost came to a nigga eye. Oh, shit. Fuck y'all. So what I'm getting off.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Please continue. I stood up now. Ooh, I'm breathing now.
This nigga about to die. I just feel like, yeah, it's so much in these relationships. And who are we to say shit's real or what's fake and what's what? Who are we? I've seen people.
You're a
have
motherfucker
holes.
That has seen mm-hmm. history and know what. Imaj, come on. You really fanning that to us?
Listen, you know I've seen somebody just get married because the shit looks good on motherfucking paper.
Thank you. So you have an eye for the bullshit. So what you mean, who are we? We are motherfuckers who have seen this story
right.
before and
you
not go fall for it again.
And you know what? And
wait,
I'm like this.
That's it, right?
And you guess what? I'm going to call that motherfucker snake pain. I'm going to call that motherfucker stupid. It don't much matter to me. But, hey, it ain't my relationship. You look stupid to the world. Hey, you the smartest dummy I know. So, it is what it is.
That shit to nobody. You say you the smartest dummy I know. You know what? You are just as country as a fucking honeysuckle apron.
Dre, ain't I said that to somebody?
She has said that to somebody plenty of times.
You the dumbest smart nigga.
So was it confirmed that she's dating the little rapper dude?
I don't know.
So she dating somebody that? Already? I'm see what I'm saying? Told you, nigga. Told you.
Yeah, see, because the only reason I haven't said anything about it because best friend hadn't posted it yet. If she posted, I ain't going to say anything about it, but it's been all over that she's dating some white dude that's a rapper. And my whole take was...
See what I'm saying? Then I said,
Saudi. Yeah, see, if it's true that she's dating this white dude that's so-called that's supposed to be a rapper, he'll be the one to get her pregnant. First take on it. My second take is, I hate to say it, but to me, Michael was a fool because I did my whole check, first of all. I know he knew that she just was in a relationship with Diddy's son, that she turned around and was fucking the daddy. That's a major fucking flag right there. A major flag in my book. I don't give a fuck. I would have got the pussy as far as being like a damn relationship-wise. I couldn't have done it because I would have been like, man, this bitch ain't shit. She just fucked this dude. And then did she turn around and fucking his daddy? And they are both in the same fucking house. Like, come on. Like, she literally was spending the night with his son at the crib. Then turn around and spend the night with the daddy at the crib. Like, what the fuck? Nah.
Do this bitch think that she's August Alsina?
Not August Alsina.
Say what? I don't know if she was with that motherfucker or not. But like I said, though, that she has some major red flags. But I was watching that game when that motherfucker looked up at that Titantron. I forgot which rapper he was with. But you could tell that nigga, man, you could look at his face. That nigga was hurt, bro.
He is an actor. Didn't you see him? First of all, you can't look at his face and say, yeah, he really hurt him. Nigga, he got killed in The Wire. He's still living. He is an actor. Can't believe nothing you see on
him. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about the little young bastard in The Wire. It's crazy.
Nigga played a superhero. He ain't no superhero.
So you mean to tell me he can't be hurt by something?
He was hurt to me. Humans. I don't know. That shit.
They are human. Yes, they have feelings. I'm clear on that. That's they go through things probably more than we do. What I'm saying is you can't trust what you see on his face because he is an act. You never know.
That's like a liar.
Y'all know liars.
Even with normal people, regular smegler ass people like myself, you don't know if I'm upset about something or going through something because I'm always kind of chipper. I mean, Dre might know because he's my best friend. He's seen me all the time. But anybody else, they'd be like, oh, she's always so happy. And I could be breaking on the inside, but you would never know. So you can't say that man went hurt and he's acting. That man might be legitimately hurt. Now, she, on the other hand, may not be legitimately hurt, but he might be. He might be. He might have been in love.
You are the worst feminist in the world. This nigga said that man is hurting. No, he is an actor. So what that you can believe him? He is hurting. But this trollop, that bitch pussy wet.
Not trollop.
You are terrible, girl. Terrible. Where is your woman, you know what I'm saying, solidarity?
Sometimes, you know, you know good and well, if a woman is right, she right. And if she wrong, she wrong. I ain't going to be like, oh, she's still right. No, bitch, you was wrong. You tried it. But no. No. If that's what she want to do, like, she's 25. At 25...
I ain't gonna front. I was straight flick.
I'm outside. I'm listening. Somebody out here hollering. I'm trying to figure out which apartment coming from.
This nosy motherfucker. She ain't gonna call the police. All she's gonna do is put out her tablet and record it and put that shit on fucking YouTube. Get some views.
No, I'm not. I'll call the police.
Nah, but listen, I get being 25. What I did at 25 also. I also get that there's different 25. Robin?
I was a mean old 25.
I was a slut.
At least you knew.
Y'all don't want to know about 25, yo. Y'all don't want to know that.
Yeah, I was a whore. Like the white people say, I was a whore. Not a hoe. I was a whore.
See, but that's the difference, though. We didn't have money. We didn't have, quote-unquote, status. We didn't have, quote-unquote, as many options to get this bag for real that we can be, you know what I'm saying, messing up. So we didn't have that thing
right,
hanging
right.
Up our head. Which he does.
So how long you think it's gonna take him to get with somebody? Because you know he's considered a sex symbol. Wasn't he one of the sexiest men on earth?
Yeah, that brother fine. They'll be glad. That's
so how long you think it's gonna take for somebody to scoop him up? You know one of these blockhead hoes in Hollywood is gonna try to scoop him up.
That nigga don't care the prostitute that night.
But see, here's the thing. He done went and bought the house. Like, he's getting to that mode where he's ready to settle down. And so, because, you know, he was living with his mom and his mom and daddy was living with him or however y'all want to chop it up and say that shit. So he done moved out. He done bought him a little million-dollar home. So...
You know a whole lot about this man. Tell us some more. What's your shoe size?
My thing is this. I never understood these Hollywood motherfuckers. What's the infatuation about being with somebody that you know that ain't shit? Like Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian. Like, you know they ain't shit, but you still chase their ass. I'm going to say another one, and I don't know fucking how people feel about it. She been ran through too, because she's weird as shit too. They got them Halle Berry. That's another one that's been through some shit too. Like, she can't keep a fucking man to save her damn life neither, but then she didn't settle down. It's like, the shit is crazy. Like, what the fuck is the situation? Why you just can't find you a normal damn fucking female somewhere that ain't been damn dogged out by the whole Hollywood industry? And shit, then just chill at the damn house.
That bothered you, huh?
Yeah, that's my nerves. Mm-hmm. It's just like the whole shit with Superhead. I never understood why every rapper, they knew this bitch, all she did was suck dick. these dumb motherfuckers boo her up and kiss her in the mouth. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know how many dicks I've been in this motherfucker?
Wait a minute. Raising my hand, and I know Keisha Taylor's not here yet, but, nigga, do you know how many regular ass women you probably done kissed dead in the mouth and they done had all types of dicks in their mouth?
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, but the chick that we kissing, she ain't known as the world damn, as the world dick sucker.
Oh,
hey,
nigga, you might not know.
Super dick sucker.
Nigga, you might not know. The world know.
You stupid. Nigga, you might not know. But the world know. Oh,
listen, because prime example, I ain't gonna say the person name. I ain't gonna put him out there in the street. But Dre know who I'm talking about, because she used to talk to somebody I know personally, other than Dre. I'm gonna say my brother. And so, but you, and I told you I saw pictures of her shit in with her mouth on some stuff. And you know how many niggas probably she done kissed and fucked and sucked? And she want to try to holler at you? Who's on the outside? Naked? Oh, my God,
I
there's
mean,
a naked girl out here. Oh, my God, this girl's outside naked. Oh, my
ooh,
God, this girl's outside naked. Oh, the fuck?
Oh, somebody kicked her out? Oh, she high.
Damn.
They
outside. Running around the house. Out here naked. This bitch got her titties dangling. She out here butterball fucking naked.
I don't believe you take a picture and throw it.
Nigga, I can't.
I'm on my way to the house there.
Couple...
What was happening? What was happening? I got missed. I'm on my way. You said titties. I'm on the way.
Is you in the house?
That's a
no,
big 10-4, buddy. I'm on the way.
I
said, memories, I'm on the way. Big 10-4.
The reason I was late is because I had a conference call with my family, and I was trying to help get the fuck off the phone. But when I was getting off the phone, I was coming down the damn steps, and the dude that I worked with, he was standing out there, and he kept saying somebody was arguing or something or other, but he didn't hear it. I had to go get something to eat because I had just woke the fuck up. And I didn't hear nothing, but he said he heard it, but then he went in the house.
Wait one goddamn minute. Did this nigga just say he was at work on a conference call and sleeping
no.
at the same time?
Did this nigga just say
I had just woke up, but the reason I was late because I was on a conference call and I was at work. I was coming down the steps from work. Wait a minute.
I wasn't at work, fool. I ain't at work. I got out of work early. We didn't have shit to do. I was asleep. I was asleep at the house. And then I jumped up at 10 o'clock because I had a conference call for my family with the family reunion thing because I'm on the committee. And we had to talk about what we doing for the family reunion. And I was trying to help get the fuck off the phone because I knew that it was going to be 11 o'clock and they wanted to keep talking. You know how old folks talk on the phone? And then that's when I ran into the dude that I worked with. And he was telling me that somebody was busting or some noise or whatever. But he went on in the house with him and his son. And I left to go get something to eat. That's what I said.
Wait,
your butt cheeks bruise your ear bone?
What in the world?
So wait. So the reason you was late because you was getting something to eat. All that other shit was fucking irrelevant, is what you know.
No. I already hit the button before I left to get something to eat. I was coming down the steps. I was already in the queue. I was just waiting because y'all was going back and forth so damn hard.
Coming
and
down the steps from where?
From the house.
Okay.
You must have just left right before I got here.
Right, because he said you wasn't. No, I'm confused.
Yeah, because I just walked down the damn steps, and I was already in the host queue, and I was just sitting there waiting, but y'all was going so hard back and forth, because you was on your little low Jay-Z preaching stuff. He was like, yeah, you know, such, she's a slut. She's just a slut. Such, and
Some time ago.
Here we go.
She's 25 now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
She was a teenager. She was a teenager when she when her mother married Steve Harvey.
Yeah, and he adopted her as.
You
want to
know some funny ass,
so
crazy ass, strange ass shit? I hear some crazy ass, strange ass shit.
Okay, listen.
For somebody else's child to be so
right,
quick to change their fucking last name
too.
To yours. Okay,
right.
That shit is fucking weirdo shit.
Weird as shit, because every time this bitch do something, Steve Harvey's daughter. Just because that ain't his goddamn daughter. They always put his name attached to it first, but don't never put the fucking mama's name to it. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That shit is weirdo shit as a nigga who has been involved with multiple women who have children. I have seen multiple blended marriages. And if anything, the child hyphenates their name. If anything. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know what I'm saying? Taking on. And if you 1 or 2 years old, okay, I get it. Now, you in junior high school? Nah, nigga. You been you for a decade or two. Fuck out of here.
No, my child will never take, like, and, yeah, 1 or 2, I get it. But now, my child just turned 21. Why would I give her if she had a stepdaddy, why would I give her a stepdaddy line? She's 21.
But we trying to get you a husband to get you a last name and get this Harvey off your back. That's why he's trying to have her name be Lori Jordan. Nigga was trying hard to get her to marry that boy.
No, he was like, oh, he's a really nice guy. But then all of a sudden, when they break up, oh, I'm Team Lori. Yeah, you're going to be on your daughter's side, but I need you to understand that your daughter is halfway trash.
Lori, you are the biggest fucking hater I have seen in a long time, son. You're the big, yo, every, yo, Dre, is it me or is every time she get a chance to take a shot at fucking Hori Harvey, she fucking, she going in on it.
What? No.
I don't know. It's not like you, you know what I'm saying. You're going extra hard on her. But I could be wrong. I know these nachos, tortillas is as good as a motherfucker, especially when you have. Part of me, I'm chewing the idea. I'm trying to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
She's good as shit. I don't, pardon me. I don't want crunchy out here. But yeah, she definitely has issues with, you know what I'm saying, monogamy, clout chasing, daddy issues, you know what I'm saying, and as well. But she's not the only one. I'm not trying to put nothing on her, because these dudes, whenever you are a man in a certain position of power.
Don't sit outside and got another dimple.
What?
He's sitting on his back and ain't got no goddamn phone. What big booty you doing?
I missed it. Hold on. Let me go back out here and see the tits.
This nigga is the worst. He's a fucking creep ball. Take a picture, Dre.
What big booty is that? The corner one.
Teamwork, Dre. Teamwork. You know what I'm saying? I'm part of the team. I'm a remote player. Send me a picture. Remote. You know how, like in football, they send a picture up to the scouting box? I'm in the scouting box. Send me a picture.
God, she's back to see the whore.
She went back in the house. She's not saying nothing. This nigga coming back downstairs. This nigga guy gonna put his hand up to his face like it's the sun is shining.
No, the light in my way. I can't see.
That nigga got this shit up on his face like it's the sun shining in his goddamn face. It is a light.
It's the street light.
It's the street light. Huh?
Street light.
Going back in the house. You looking at nothing. She going back in the house. Now you take your fat ass back in the house.
Damn, I missed the damn. It's the older lady that stay upstairs.
No, it's the girl. They ain't no older lady that live up there.
Oh, so the older lady that moved is they young. Because it was the old lady that was up there when the big girl moved out.
It's two young people up there.
Oh, well, damn.
Well, maybe they might. The old lady just might not be home. Because I was too big.
Yeah, because it was an old lady that was staying up, but she was sexy as fuck, but she was dating this old-ass white man.
Somebody sounds creepy.
As hell. I'm outside, sitting outside. That's the only reason why I'm out here. This nigga done put his food down and done came out.
I used to see her all the time when I would go take out the trash or when I'd be sitting at the trying to get a good spot to do my damn shit, to film or whatever. And I used to see her sitting outside because she had a little bitty, one of the little ankle biter ass dogs. It sounded like Dino.
Goddamn shame. Yo, I'm really, oh shit. Oh, my ass muscle.
This nigga said, oh, my ass muscle. This nigga's ass is on fire.
Nah, they don't fire. It just all fucking hurt, nigga. That's just, yo. All right, boom. You ever had, like, back in the days, somebody punch you in your thigh and you get like a Charlie horse? You know what I'm saying? And it get hurt that little part of the muscle for like a day or two?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in my car. I had a lighter in my back pocket, and I fell asleep on it. So I woke up like 2-3 hours later, and my ass is fucking on. And then it was on fire. Right. At that point when I woke up, it was on fire. I was like, oh, shit, I played myself. Now I got to fucking limp around like a fucking 87-year-old man.
Nigga, ain't you 87? Yo, I be wondering why I be taking people 2 hours to walk 2 miles. How slow are you walking?
Nigga, you just got able to fucking bust that shit down in your speed. Don't be hating on us old people.
No, nigga, because I will walk 5 miles. It take me 5 miles, 2 hours to do 5 miles. So I need to understand why it takes
right.
You 2 hours to do 2 miles.
I was about to say, it takes you. It don't take you that long to be able to walk that far.
Oh, no,
not less. he well, might not have no music on or whatever. You know, we be stomping to the 90s when we walk.
All right, so boom. All right, so I'm going to go listen to this for a second. What are you saying?
I'm hungry.
I was saying to somebody the other day, yo, people are going to forget what birds sound like.
Because it's going to be for what?
People are going to forget what birds sound like, what real birds sound like, what nature sounds like. Because 9 times out of 10, when people are outside, their ears is bugged up, man. Who the fuck listens to the sounds of nature anymore when you're just going from A to B?
I feel listen, when I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, them birds be up singing like they having a whole fucking conversation.
That's what I was about to say, because I know when I get to work.
All right. Forget the fucking birds and talk to my point. 9 times out of 10, when people are outside in the world, their ears are plugged up. Would you agree or disagree with that? Seven out of 10.
I don't know how many people really listen to the sounds of nature.
Nigga.
I know I do. I don't know.
What the? All right, so just look at people from now on. When you see people outside, first of all, if anybody's outside working out, jogging, their ears are plugged up. Off that. You know what I'm saying?
Or they talking on the goddamn phone, talking all loud and stuff. But that's definitely what this lady was doing in the board this morning.
So my shit is that people ain't paying attention to the fucking to the surroundings around them. So that's why I said hear what birds sound like. That's what I meant. But of course you wouldn't know that you would go online and hear birds. I mean, they're not paying attention to their surroundings because every fucking body, excuse me, the majority of us is plugged up. That shit's just, it seems weird to me. You don't want to hear what's going on around you?
Well, I pay attention when I walk over in Nepal. I pay attention to what's around me, and I listen because it's so fucking wooded over there, and they got a bad habit of the goddamn deers popping up out that motherfuckers, and the goddamn...
I mean, they have it if you in the park and you in their area.
Right, technically you in their house.
Oh, because I definitely hear the doggones. Them goddamn squirrels be scurrying all the time, and them chipmunks.
Hell yeah. That's what I was about to say. You can hear them.
The other day, I saw a groundhog. I saw the groundhog over there and it coming out of its hole in the ground.
But ain't they supposed to be already out or in or something? Why the fuck that one so late? That's February.
No, I mean, he was just coming out his little bin, and he was scurrying I don't think he was looking for a shadow. I think he was just outside.
This is the rest of the program, you know what I'm saying? Marsupials.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I really, really, really hate to hop on something, but my ass is killing me, nigga.
Go get you a massage, Corey. You ain't got nobody to rub your muscles.
Ain't nothing like a good glute rub, boy.
Ain't nothing like a good glute rub, nigga.
I'm telling you, that's that motherfucker sore. You didn't pull that motherfucker real good.
This is senior. I went to the store. I went to two stores.
So
two
how did you do it? Was you
neither
running?
Neither one of them shit
in
my ass.
No, he said he sat on a lighter.
That's what your ass gets.
Right.
Having a light in your pocket.
Wait, literally, that's what my ass get. Right. I can't blame nobody but me.
This nigga's ass on fire.
Nobody didn't. No, so yeah, I won't let my leg was half dead. Yo, you know they like to have fucking. I would sleep for like 2 hours. First of all, sleeping in a car for 2 hours is not comfortable. But then. Oh my God. I was fucking sick. That's okay.
This nigga's booty cheeks on fire.
And to Molly, I gotta go because it's Molly's graduation. She's graduating from kindergarten.
Well,
Molly, I'm
in
kindergarten.
I ain't never sat on no lighter, but I sat on my motherfucking box cutter and cut my damn ass.
Don't tell nobody else that story.
Yeah, it was in my back pocket. My stupid ass sat on the motherfucker and it clicked up. Cut me dead in the butt.
Don't tell nobody else that story.
All right, yeah, I got one for you, too. At my job, they got this shit called cable clear. What it does is, you know, like,
I'm trying to get the table.
The shit gets melted or adhesed onto the metal part of the conductor. So you got to, you know what I'm saying, clean that shit off so you can do your work. So you got all kind of chemicals in this shit. So I'm up on a ladder in somebody's backyard. And I'm moving that shit. And I don't want to throw it on the ground in their backyard. I'm being conscientious, so I put it in my back pocket. Okay? I finish the job, I get down, I go sit in my truck, and on top of that shit, mind you, this shit got all kind of fucking active chemicals that is fucking abrasive enough to burn off plastic and rubber off of metal, though. So I started that shit. I'm driving for like 10 minutes, driving for 15 minutes, my ass start burning. I'm like, ooh, my ass is getting hot. It's hot. Every time I get up, I'm bumping up and down. I think what it was, yo, so that shit burned through my pants, through my shorts, through my drawers, to my ass cheek. I was like, yo, this is the worst for the. Good thing I ain't got a boyfriend, dude. But I was cheating on him.
He said, what?
Oh, shit. I was like, good thing I got no boyfriend. He even thought I was cheating on him.
Lord have mercy.
This nigga
here. Uh-oh, wait a minute. You got to make sure people outside again. Uh-oh, somebody came and picked somebody up.
Yeah, you go stop talking with the fucking, you know what I'm saying, old lady pedophile voice.
I ain't lying. She giving a play-by-play on
you. You feel me?
I can't believe this. I mean, she was outside but about naked. Now, the last time we had issues with neighbors, instead of the leasing office trying to take care of some shit, they was like, just call the police.
Oh, they packed the buck like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. One night Dre came in and somebody was walking on the roof.
They had a
I called the leasing office the next day. She's like, why didn't you call the police?
What the fuck is this guy walking on the fiddle on the roof, nigga?
Ron, these motherfuckers were having a party, right? It was this black dude that thought he was white. And he had a bunch of white boys over there, a bunch of white chicks. So they was partying. They was like, woo! And one of the dudes yelled out, fuck it, let's get on the goddamn roof. So it was like five of the motherfuckers just walk across the damn roof. They jumped from the balcony, from his balcony, climbed on the damn roof, and was just up there walking and dancing.
I'm done. But that sounds fun. And if that is fun for a 25-year-old, and you mad at Denny Miles, don't be mad at them, because that's what male 25-year-olds do. Female 25-year-olds, they fucking open their leg and let fucking, you know what I'm saying, rappers and fucking tappers and snappers.
That's what that 25-year-old does. Now, when I was 25, I had clearly had a kid, but I also had been hurt in a relationship. So I was like, fuck these niggas. These niggas ain't shit.
Let me get this straight. You trying to tell me that you ain't have your ankles as wide as your shoulders when you was 25? Is that what you trying to tell me?
Did that what I said? No. I was I said this is exactly how I was. I was like, fuck these niggas. I'm about to treat them the same way they treat us. I ain't gonna fuck about them niggas, Stella. Yep.
So
I got
if she's doing it, what's wrong with if she's saying the same thing?
I didn't say that. I did not say what she's choosing to do at 25 is wrong.
You called
her
all
never
kind of hoes and whores.
I did not. Drake called her
those names. Yeah, that was me. That was me. I'm sticking by
I could care less what that girl does with her 25-year-old coochie cat. Ma'am, you ain't bringing it, go, gang.
Man, her coochie cat is not 25.
Nigga, you blame her every fucking time. What are you talking about? I've been listening to you all night. You've been blaming her every time.
I did not blame her.
She was. She did.
At 30.
At 25, I wasn't thinking about being married.
All right, so let me ask you this thing. If I'm asking both of y'all. If, Dre, if you ask a woman to marry you and she says no, is the relationship over?
Fuck yeah, I'm going about my business. Bitch, ain't wasting my time. All right. I'm not going to sit and keep trying to woo you to marry me. Fuck you. You done broke my heart, funky bitch.
Oh, God. That comes, and you know that comes from a hurtful place. See, you know Dre been hurt. So that comes from a hurtful place.
The bitch didn't tell me no. She should have told me no. Then she could have went on and did what the fuck she did. This bitch said yeah, and then she proceeded to cheat. Mutt bucket. I'm glad she on crack now. She can get hit by a goddamn bus. I wouldn't care.
I've had a door open to me that I wish wasn't open. Mm-mm.
See? You opened it. You knocked on the door. Did you not expect somebody to answer?
I didn't knock on no crack doors. There was no crack doors that I knocked on. My hands haven't touched crack doors in years. I know I didn't knock on that door. These are the anti-crack fist. I ain't touched no crack door. I ain't knock on it. I ain't ring the bell. I ain't fucking holler from the window. Nope.
Yes, dear. You asked the question.
Nope. Not
going to accept that. Fuck that. Mm-mm. My ass hurts too much for me to accept that.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the other day I'm crossing the street. I almost got into a fight with a motherfucker because he wanted to be smart mouth, and I couldn't do nothing. So I'm walking across the street. He said, come on, man. You walking across the street too goddamn slow. Get it together.
I looked at this nigga. I wanted to throw something at him, but it would have hurt too much.
So you've been hurting for days at this point?
It's like the third day. I got like maybe a day or two left. Oh, shit. It's getting better, but it still hurts. Oh, shit.
Whew. Wait a minute,
man,
wait a
minute. Man is shepherd.
So a motherfucker told you to hurry up and get across the street, you move it too slow? I would have been mad. And you probably was humped over too, walking like an old man. Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't hunched over. I was walking slow as shit, though. But, yo, who the fuck is you to be fucking telling me, nigga, I will fuck you up with this half a ass? Who the fuck you talking to?
Oh, I would have, man. I probably would have had to fight through that pain, dog. I probably would have had to fight through. Because these young motherfuckers these days, they so goddamn disrespectful, man. It's just like I seen this motherfucker the other day. This cocksucker was like, he was crossing the street. I'm waiting to go by so he can go ahead and cross. I'm going by the rules and shit, right? So this motherfucker proceeds to cross the street. He gets in front of me. The damn walkie thing has already been turned red. This nigga stops in front of me and bends the fuck over and ties his goddamn shoe. The sidewalk is right in front of him. Like, he could not step to get on the sidewalk to tie his fucking shoe. In front of my fucking car and tied his shoe. And he had two more steps. He could have been on the sidewalk. And I'm blowing the horn like, yo, the sidewalk is right there. Hold your fucking horses. I wanted to hit that motherfucker with my car so bad, but it was the police right across the street from me looking dead at me. And I swear to God, if the cops wasn't right there, I probably would have smacked the gas. I probably would have clipped it with my bumper. The way he was bent over, I probably could have nicked him just a little bit with my bumper and make him fall forward. But I would have been in the wrong. I would have been in the wrong if I had hit him. But then
no, don't y'all throw around hitting people.
Oh, I done hit a nigga before walking in front of my car. I did that shit. That was like 96 in front of the escort at McDonald's. White boy. The hell out of his damn ankles. So I showed the fuck did. Motherfucker gonna beat on the hood of my damn car. Okay, motherfucker, stand there.
Ron, I don't even know what we're gonna do. I think this is what we're gonna turn this off at.
No idea.
No idea. Well, tonight, because we only did an hour tonight. I don't know where I for anywho. So we will next week. I'm going to Dallas next week. I have a pop question. I'll be in Dallas.
It's fine. I'm going to be a cowgirl next week.
Yeah, I'm going down. Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah, because I'm going to a rodeo with Ms. More Books. I'm going to a rodeo.
I love y'all.
Huh?
I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say nothing. Dre, you are the comedian. Please. She's going to a rodeo with Shamor. Dre, what, Dre, come on, take us out on that, Dre. You got to let them know. Come on.
First of all, y'all should already know how to ride because y'all old as hell. Second of all, how the hell you going to go all the way to Texas to be Blue Country rodeo style? What the fuck?
I'm done.
Because you know what's going to happen when y'all get in that rodeo. First of all, Jay ain't been around no white people. She's been around white people. She ain't been around no white people.
Matter of fact, it's not for white people. It is a black rodeo. It is the Bill Pickett rodeo. So it's nothing but black cowboys and cowgirls.
So when she said she was going with Shamu, I was like, Shamu ain't going to no white people rodeo. I knew it had to be.
You can't wear no goddamn.
You wish you weren't going no shit like
that. Let me find out, Jamie. Let me find out if this friend got some motherfucking cowgirl boots coming in the mail. I will fall out.
If it's one thing I know, you ain't going to have more around a whole bunch of white people with ropes. All right? She ain't going to be around that. She ain't going to be around that. Mm-mm. Not going to do it.
Hell yeah, her Malcolm X side going to kick in like a motherfucker.
Right. Ain't going to do it. She's going to be like, oh, they're trying to hang us. No, we got to go.
I can hear Miss Fashion ass. Why she got that on? That don't go right with them.
I don't even know what I'm wearing yet. I have to find something. I have nothing to wear to a rodeo.
We talked about your outfit. We talking about your judgment on other people's outfits because you're going to be in there asking some questions. You're going to be in there. Your whole fashion side going to kick in. You're going to be in there asking all types of questions.
But that's just because I be wondering what people be thinking when they come on.
Exactly.
Did this nigga say your judgment on other women outfits? I'm done with that nigga.
They gonna be in that motherfucker sniggling and giggling and shit. That's gonna be funny right there. I hope y'all go. One of y'all gotta go live.
I'm excited. I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I don't have anything in my closet to possibly wear to a rodeo.
Exactly. So you gonna try to dress for the rodeo? So that means you gonna probably order you a cowgirl hat. You're going to have some cowgirl heels, some boots or something coming. This is going to be funny.
I don't have no boots.
You can't wear Chuck Taylors to the Cowboys. So you can't
I'm
going to
be wearing
Taylor.
Chuck then.
This nigga says you're going to be wearing Chuck.
I don't know because I don't have any cowboy boots. And they're not cheap.
I'm still laughing.
Well, they ain't prepared for $37.99.
Because Keith paid almost $300 for his damn cowboy shoe boots for the ski fest, and then he couldn't even wear them because they say when you get cowboy boots and shit, you gotta break them in, you gotta wear them for like a week to break them in.
These are $49.99, and they will not get here before I leave.
But you've been looking, though.
I just looked for the first time. Shut up. Oh, they $42.95 and they can be here by
Sunday. Just do me a favor.
Sunday.
Just throw a damn cocktail bomb at the stadium and blow that motherfucker up off the map. Right.
We're not going to the Cowboys, regular Cowboys stadium. We're going to some other stadium.
I know that, but I'm just saying y'all might ride by that motherfucker. Just give it some bitch to finger or throw some bombs at this motherfucker. Blow that bitch off the map. Ragged ass shit.
Nigga, with the state of this country, are you trying to get us investigated by the FBI, CIA, ICE? You know what I'm saying? LMNOP? Is this nigga trying to get us taken down, Edward Snowden style, nigga? You hear me talking about the wall? I don't even want to say the B word.
They ain't going to come get you anyway, man. They know you already sold, so they ain't going to fuck you.
If they do, they better get one of them little donut pillows. I'm going to need that shit.
This nigga done got a... How you get a whole athletic injury by a lighter?
Yo. I don't know.
Could you imagine going to the doctor telling them what happened to your ass? Why did you pull your ass muscle, sir? Was you running? No. Was you jogging? No. What you do? I sat on the light.
How you think you feel like somebody trying to explain, like, sir, I don't know why my chest is hurting. It just hurts. Like, it's not like a chest hurting, like a heart attack chest hurting. It's like, it feels like something may be bruised. And they take a whole x-ray of your chest, and your whole chest cavity is bruised. Ain't no bruises on the outside. But your whole chest cavity. Yeah.
How the fuck you?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say my whole ass is bruised. I don't know what point you're trying to make by saying all that. I'm confused.
No, I'm just saying, like, he can't be like, well, how you go to the doctor and be like, dude, I got a bruise on my butt. I don't know what's going on. But, like, I don't know what my butt hurts.
That ain't my job. Nigga, that ain't my job to tell you, whoa, doctor me. So, I fuck all this back and forth with the jibber jabber. I got good pay. I know, listen, my benefits work. Doctor me. Look at this shit.
This
touch it. Bad. Feel it. Case, nigga, touch me, tease me.
Or would you sit down to lose your ass with a lighter, though? You must have sat down hard as fuck.
I fell asleep. So you know how hard, you know when you go to sleep, how your whole body die?
First of all, I know my whole body has not died while I slept.
No, I know what you're talking about. When you got to sleep and you just stiff as hell and you feel like you woke but you can't move.
No, but I'm just saying, like, all right, so when you're sitting somewhere in the chair, your legs, even though your leg, you know what I'm saying, is holding some, you know what I'm saying, some weight, your stomach muscles are holding you up some, your back muscles are holding. When you sleep, none of those muscles are in done. You just dead weight. That's what dead weight means. You know what I mean? So that dead weight on top of that, man, it did it.
Oh, man.
I ain't here to talk about my injuries, man.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay, we're going to go to the house now.
Yes.
Like I said, next week,
she's
I'll be in Dallas.
One.
I don't even know if. Did she ever show up?
I don't know. Play it by ear. Let's see. Maybe Shamal could join you.
You know what? We'll see about next week.
You know what I'm saying? I got good ideas. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? We can get her, you know what I'm saying, a little, you know what I'm saying, wind down precursor. I don't know. See what she's talking about.
Okay. We see what's going on. I'll turn it up for you. And since she don't have to take me up from the airport. Oh, God. I'm talking about you. Nigga, I don't walk all these miles today. My foot hurts. Oh, now, nigga, I know I'm old. And I've been on my feet ever since, too. Why is my door not locking? Oh. All right.
Is Jay in a bitch looking at titties?
No, I'm not. Okay, still though.
Well, signing off. Ron, I hope you up your glutes to their thing. Go beat this dude up because your glutes is hurting. Hope you find him and whoop his ass for fucking with you and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Hi. Good night, black folks. Be good. Don't get in no trouble this weekend. Out to my phone. He went to white women.
They got 37 seconds worth of jokes to me. This nigga's going to do it.
I'm trying to get up the steps. I can't even get up.
Bye, y'all.
All right. Holler.
I'm hungry.
I'm